Hello everyone, you've tuned into the Simple Thoughts, Many Reflections podcast, the show that brings forth a few minutes of light-hearted and simple everyday thoughts, but which also makes me reflect on those thoughts. And I am your host, Faisal Hasnain. Today's episode is on how unimportant the vast majority of the general news is to most of us. Today we live in the age of information overload. Wherever we look, there is information pouring in from every angle, from the time you wake up till the time your eyes finally close at night. It's information, 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 news, 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 and it's reaching or has already reached critical overload proportions. And while that is what it is, the point that I'm making is that most of the news that I hear does not matter to me personally. It's not important to me personally, and in fact is irrelevant to me personally. And why do I say that? Well, let's think about it and do a small test. Try and recall some general news stories that you heard earlier today or yesterday. And then ask yourself, how much relevance does that news report have to my daily life? Or could it have a bearing on my future, either personally or professionally? You will realize that most of it has no bearing or relevance whatsoever, and it never will. And if you can't recall what you've heard earlier, then it was a waste of time hearing it in the first place, as it obviously wasn't important enough for you to remember. In fact, ask yourself, which general news item did you hear in, let's say, the last 2 years or so that was of direct benefit to you and which helped you to make a decision about an important matter affecting your personal or your professional life? For the vast majority of you, the answer will be none. For example, and unless, of course, you have some direct business or personal connection to those countries, a war that is about to break out between two countries is probably of much less relevance to you directly than, for example, the fact that the parking regulations in your street will be changing from next week, which will impact where you will have to park your car and therefore will impact you directly. And what of those hundreds of celebrities? What are they doing? What are the places they are visiting? And what sensational scandals they have been involved in? These are again of little practical use to you and me. If a famous movie star or a sports person has bought a $25 million penthouse in New York or has invested $25 million in a new business, then of what use is that news to us? Apart from being of no use whatsoever, this sort of information clutters our minds. And you know, we may think that because we have heard today's world news that it gives us some sort of a competitive advantage over our friends and colleagues. Well, it doesn't. And remember that much of the news today is controversial, sensational, negative, and it's often quite depressing, which is what gets attention and sells, because people are drawn naturally towards such controversies and sensational stories. Newspapers and TV channels sell because of scoops and sensationalism, and stories about people and events that have very little or no relevance to our daily lives. And here I'm talking about the vast majority of ordinary day-to-day people. And apart from being of very little use, these news reports also have other drawbacks. Hearing depressing or negative news can subconsciously put you in a negative state of mind, and that will hinder your thoughts and your performance. You may not know it, but that piece of negative news has gone into your brain and has had an impact, although you won't feel it. And over time, more and more of this can start really impacting your outlook and your character. So, think about what you want when you listen to the news on TV. What should be the benefit of the news to you personally? Ideally speaking, the news that you hear should provide you with information that you need to manage your own personal affairs better. you need relevant information to see where there may be opportunities for you and what are the potential problems that you may face. But my point is that the day-to-day general news in the formats that they are being presented is of little use to you and to me. And that is wasting our time as well. So, what should you do? You should do the same thing that you would do when you want or need to find out some specific information. You want daily research on the topics that interest you. You want the results of that research. But how are you going to do that? By using a news aggregator such as the one that I use, called Flipboard. What a news aggregator does is that it brings you collective news from many sources only on those specific topics that you want to hear about, which may be important to you and to your business. So, your news aggregator does its daily research and brings you the results of that research in accordance with your specific instructions. Isn't that great? So, for example, during the last 6 months, I subscribed in Flipboard to news about the current COVID situation, and I was receiving articles from many different sources about COVID. Similarly, there are hundreds of specific topics that you can choose from, and you will receive news on only what you are specifically interested in. So, for example, if the US stock market or the US Open tennis or the English Premier League are among your interests, then Flipboard will provide you specific current news on those specific items in an organized way. And these are updated throughout the day as further reports are released. So, it's also delivered in real time, which is great. By the way, I am in no way associated with Flipboard, and there are many other news aggregators that you can just Google and check out for yourself to see which one suits you. I just happen to like Flipboard, that's all. So, my message to you is to consider moving away from all that useless general news and consider using a news aggregator that brings you daily reports on the topics that you are interested in. The rest is of no use. So, that's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. And if you did, then please subscribe to get access to previous episodes and to receive future episodes automatically. And if you can share the podcast with a friend, that would help me as well. As always, take care and have a wonderful day. This is Faisal signing out.